Can Third Mill students receive certificates or degrees? Third Mill learning communities pursue different kinds of academic goals. There's a lot of variety, but we usually think in three broad types of programs that Third Mill classes follow. Informal programs, formal programs of study that receive church approval, and formal programs that receive government approval. By and large, most Third Mill classes fall into the first category, informal classes that are rather casual. In these classes, teachers and students use Third Mill resources any way they want to learn more about the scriptures and to strengthen their faith. There are no prerequisites for being a part of these classes. There is no order in which different topics should be covered, and there is no specific time frame. Teachers and students simply use our resources as the Lord leads them.
We are so happy to see how different people apply this resource in different ways. Some have implemented this in their own weekly small group for discipleship, and have found out that this is a great resource also for small groups. They have sort of appointed facilitators for each of the small groups, and they all have to somehow watch the video by themselves, so meet and have an Argentine beverage that we call mate, mate cup and straw, and they share it and they watch the video together.
Informal programs like these are very important because they serve all kinds of people with different needs from many walks of life. But in many parts of the world, teachers and students want more formal programs that have been endorsed by their churches or denominations. Churches, networks of churches, and denominations design their own programs and set the requirements. They decide who can attend the classes, and they award the certificates and degrees that they want to give. These church programs are usually oriented toward accomplishing certain academic goals. They require homework, quizzes, tests, and other assignments. And churches give formal recognition only to students who complete these tasks. We love study programs set up by churches, because we believe that the body of Christ should be in charge of training its leaders.
We started Council of Reformed Churches of India with Episcopal tradition, with Presbyterian structure. We started this denomination in order to help unaffiliated, untrained pastors who are self-made, self-taught. In India, 95% pastors are untrained. In order for them to understand, we want every pastor from the church needs to go through the theological doctrinal courses, which were taken from Third Mill.
Of course, when people ask about certificates and degrees, they often have in mind a third category: programs endorsed by civil governments. There are a number of ways civil governments give credit to students who use our resources. We're happy to say that Third Mill has partner schools that offer students bachelor-level degrees, graduate certificates, and master's degrees.
We've been blessed to have a wonderful relationship, fellowship, partnership with Third Mill for quite a few years now. We offer a certificate in Christian ministries to people outside of America. Just as Third Mill is seminary education to the world for free, so we have partnered with them in using Third Mill materials in conjunction with materials that we have developed. We can offer that Christian education to people, even in America.
Visit the Third Mill website and learn how to apply to these programs. And also check out Third Mill Seminary. You can learn how students may apply for Third Mill Seminary programs on our seminary website, thirdmillseminary.org. Or write or call our admissions department. We'll be glad to help.
Hello.
As you think about certificates and degrees, keep in mind that there are lots of options. You can lead your students in informal, casual study. You can take them through programs that are endorsed by your church. Or you can guide them through government-accredited degree programs. And don't be afraid to teach students who are pursuing different programs of study in the same class. That always makes for an interesting time of learning.